Thank you for joining me for the first part of the recorded blog for the Odd Man Spiritual Recovery Newsletter for October 2019, and we're on step 9 in October. We're on step 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admit it. The key word in this step is continued. As in the first part of the newsletter, as we continue to move towards the truth of things that come up in life, we move closer to the light. But it takes continued action. Step 10 is accumulation of steps 4 through 9. These are the action steps, and so is step 10. Some folks think step 10 is done at the end of the day before you go to bed. They think you get on your knees and think about the day and if you harmed anyone. Well, by then it's too late. In step 10, it says promptly admit it. It does not say to review your actions at the end of the day. Remember, the big book tells us to continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentments, and fear. In step 4, we discover them. Step 5, we discuss them with another person. We ask God to remove them in step 6 and 7, and made amends in step 9. Step 10 is a daily practice of steps 4 through 9. With the daily practice of this process, we continue to learn more and more about ourselves. We see these defects come up quicker than the last time, and we ask God to remove them. As we do this repeatedly, these defects come up less and less in our daily lives. But they do pop up, so we have to be on the guard for them. The big book talks about the three dimensions of life: the spirit, the mind, and the body. These dimensions are designed for living. The Bible has the commandments. The Vedas, they have yama niyama. The big book talks about a plan for living spiritually, mentally, and physically. This is a plan, this is a design to live in harmony or disharmony, if we choose not to. Disharmony is the type of living that is usually involves doing what you want to do for your own gain, regardless of others. It's no surprise that mental health is based on spiritual health, and physical well-being in relationship with others come from both our spiritual and mental health. Thank you for joining me for this first part of the Odd Man blog for October on step 10. Namaste.